So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, away we go on a Tuesday, now December the 3rd, 2019, as we count down the days till the end of the year, getting ready to welcome in 2020. But of course, before we got there, and before we get there, we've got, let's see, one, two, I don't know, we have 4 weeks left of football here in the year. Of course, a lot will be determined over the next couple of weeks as far as the playoffs go in the NFL. And also the playoffs in the college football landscape. A lot will be determined this weekend, in fact, as we get ready for bowl season coming up. A whole lot of bowl games coming your way, but the top four, who will it be? Who will be playing for a national championship? That will be determined this Friday and Saturday as conference championships are on the board. Lines are out. Interesting numbers, to say the least. Some of the numbers that you might want to be taking a look at in some of these games, we'll go over that coming up. Last night wrapped up week 13 of the NFL season, and we got a good one. About time on a Monday night football game. Very entertaining game. A lot of scoring, a lot of back and forth, a lot of fun, a lot of throwing up all over themselves, a lot of, ooh, my shoulder, I fumbled the ball. Dalvin Cook, who, by the way, miraculously after the game said, I'll be playing next week. What a shock. Wish you would have said that in the second half, but that didn't happen. But now that the Seattle Seahawks have gone ahead and Russell Wilson has gone ahead and answered Lamar Jackson in the MVP conversation with a pretty crazy performance himself there last night, you can pretty much guarantee that every game from this point out, whatever the standings are right now, and it is interesting because now you've got the New Orleans Saints is the number one seed in the NFC. Seattle right there at number two. You've got San Francisco having a 10-2 record at the number five seed. You've got Minnesota holding on to that number six seed, but now the Rams are in the conversation, just a game back. Hell, even the Bears are just two games back now of that final seed. And the good news for all of us is that these teams, they all play each other over the next 4 weeks, which gives fans a great opportunity to scream, yell, bitch, and moan. But more importantly, it's great because all of these teams, their future lies in how they play. It's that simple. They're not going to need help. Every one of these teams, and kudos to the NFL for scheduling it this way. You look at these matchups coming up this weekend, Dane. I mean, it's all conference from here on out. Everybody, these teams who are vying for a playoff spot, all of it is going to take place here over the next couple of weeks. Everybody, the teams that have to meet each other, they're going to meet each other. It starts this weekend. And a lot is going to be determined here over the final month of the year And it's an exciting time, man. I mean, that's exactly the way it should come down to. There's no real runaways. Hell, even a 10-2 team right now is in fifth place in the wild card spot in the NFC. So good stuff coming up here for the final 3-4 weeks of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates on Make It Rain. Let's cock-a-doodle do it. This is a good game, Joe, and this is what, you know, this is kind of the point I was making yesterday where, like, these teams don't pencil in wins for all of them and don't pencil in losses for the Bengals for the rest of the season necessarily either. When you have two good teams like this, you know, A, we're going to get good games. B, like, we might have a 10-2 is the number one wild card. You know, that we've been saying it all season long that there are it's top heavy in the NFC. There are five legitimately good teams. That's part of the reason why, Joe, I've been saying, can I take the first wild card on the road at the NFC East division winner in wild card weekend? Because it's setting up to be something like a Seattle, like a San Francisco. You also have Green Bay and Minnesota in the north. If you mentioned New Orleans. They're really the only team sitting pretty because even these two teams in the West have to watch out for each other. That's why I've also been saying, Joe, keep an eye on the MVP race, you know, because there is still notches that Russell Wilson can get on his belt. Although I will say, Joe, in this game, to me, a lot of it was in the running game. You know, Carson and Penny go off. Penny gets the big touchdown, of course. And then on the Minnesota side, not so much. Dalvin Cook goes out with the shoulder after only 29 yards. Madison only 22 yards. Obviously, they were in a game flow where they had to kind of chase points and throw. But the Seattle run game came to play. And as things get colder and as you face different competition, there's a reason we talk about if your run game travels or not. And it certainly worked well for the Seahawks last night.
Yeah, it was a rocking atmosphere. It was exciting. Two guys, and I'll give Kirk Cousins credit. They didn't lose that game because of Kirk Cousins. In fact, the only reason it was as close as it was because Kirk Cousins, down an offensive, his left tackle in the first half, loses the number one running back, doesn't have Thielen. Right. And I got to give him credit, man. It was that comeback there in the fourth quarter was pretty impressive. And if Bailey actually kicks the extra point as opposed to shanking it, it's a field goal game, and then, you know, everything changes the next possession right, without having to go the entire field for a touchdown when you're only playing for a field goal. So they made a game of it. It was a shootout, which was great, certainly for fans. I hope you guys didn't turn it off at the end of the third. That 11-minute stretch where they went 24 unanswered points by Seattle, which was crazy. But it was a battle back, and I think that shows you that they're going to be there in the end. And it's certainly, I wouldn't hand anything to Green Bay. I wouldn't hand anything to anybody there. Minnesota, if healthy, if they can get Thielen back, and it didn't sound like this Cook thing is going to be a big deal. He was screaming and yelling after the game that he's playing next week, no matter what. So I don't know how much of that was ego, that he actually fumbled the ball, how much of it was they didn't want to risk it, whatever. But the bottom line is, Seattle with that win, putting themselves in a position, not so much for the regular season, but there is also no denying what Seattle has done at CenturyLink Field in the playoffs. In January games, guys, they have won 10 consecutive dating back to 2005. So there is definitely an advantage to Seattle having that home field. And we know that in January anyway, not so much in a regular season, it doesn't make a difference. That was just the second time they've actually covered in a game at home this season. But come January, there is no doubt that place will give Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll and that team. They don't do it. They're not dominating. They just get it done.
That's right.
It's an interesting team, right? I mean, they're not Baltimore.
That's right.
That's what I was saying yesterday.
Who do you trust, though? Who do you trust? You know, in the fourth quarter, in a tight spot. Russell Wilson, that run game, the defense to make the plays they need to. They just know how to get it done.
Yeah, it's a franchise that's been doing it a long time.
They'll
continue to do it. More next here. Make It Rain.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Welcome back in to the grid. It is sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. Name of the show is Make It Rain. And plenty of opportunities here tonight to do that, as we've got a buffet of 50 college basketball games on the hardwood, 7 NBA games, 10 NHL games, and of course, getting ready starting on Friday for conference championships. And it will be the Pac-12 up first as Utah takes on Oregon. And last night, Seattle took down the Vikings 37-30. Good Monday night game. The public was the big winner last night, as over three quarters of the bets came in on Seattle. But the line didn't move. The line actually dropped a little bit, signaling that, yeah, the sharps were on one side, the Joes were on the other. And the Joes actually took one down last night with that win as they covered. And now Russell Wilson, and think about this, guys, the number is just absurd. Russell Wilson, since coming into the NFL, and I'm wondering, Dane, if we can pull up a comparison here of what the numbers are between Lamar and Russell this year. What are the passing numbers, and what do we got from a quarterback perspective here? Sure. just to give us some context here in the MVP discussion. But I can tell you this, from a against the number and profitability perspective, Russell Wilson is now 68-50 against the number, guys. 58% since coming into the league in 2012. That is unbelievable that he is hitting at a fit. Just blindly betting Russell Wilson since 2012, you will have cashed 58% of the tickets against the number, which is just, it's unheard. It's crazy how good he has been in these big sits and big games, too. We're not talking like meaningless games. Like, this dude has been competing since he got into the league in 2012 on the biggest stage, again, playoff games and everything. Unbelievable that he is at a 58% clip, but you're going to hear a lot about the MVP race, the MVP discussion between these two teams, and the numbers, they are very similar. I mean, there's no way around it here, Dane. You are looking at two quarterbacks that are certainly, from a passing perspective, from a running perspective, Russell Wilson's a bigger dude. We know that. More experience. Lamar, second year, no doubt what he's doing, but the tail of the tape here, how far off are the numbers between these two guys?
So, you know, straight passing numbers, you know, mm-hmm. Russell's already at 3,177. Lamar is only at 2,500 yards. But that's not what Lamar's value really is, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? What I do think is impressive from Lamar is he's got 25 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions, Joe.
Right.
And coming into this season, wasn't the whole game plan try to make him pass, beat you passing the ball? He had no kind of accuracy. You know, remember, that was like the way to beat Lamar, and he's proving that wrong. But honestly, Joe, the difference is clearly in the rushing. You know what I mean? Lamar Jackson has 977 yards rushing, Joe.
Wow.
He's like, he's eighth in the NFL. He's eighth in the NFL in rushing. Okay, and seven additional touchdowns just on the ground. And Russell, while he does, you know, he is a quote-unquote mobile quarterback, and having, you know, 284 yards on the ground for a quarterback at this point of the season is not a bad thing at all. I think that is the big difference, right? So when, and Russell's not even necessarily among the league leaders in yards. And remember, we say this all, I say this at least all the time, what's good for the stats and for fantasy, not necessarily good for the real team. What you want is balance, right? Mm. You know, like, look at the Tennessee Titans, Ryan Tannehill, they're putting up 30 points a game. He threw like 17 of 22 on Sunday, right? And Derrick Henry ran the ball like just as many times, right? So just the fact that his yardage total is a little bit lower, and he's the seventh highest passing total in the league. Dak Prescott leads the league in passing yards, and then, you know, Jameis, Phillip Rivers, Jared Goff. But those are, that's the difference for you, okay? Russell does have him by about 600 passing yards, but Lamar's rushing is really what it comes down to. And they both throw for a similar completion percentage, which to me is the impressive part for Lamar.
It's impressive. Both those. I mean, what can you say? I mean, both of those quarterbacks, I think any team would be glad to have. The numbers are coming up. And yes, while he's got more rushing yards, Lamar, because the offense is built around that, Russell, of course, with the both of these guys, fewer interceptions, more touchdowns, yeah, and, you know, more passing yards for Russell. To me, it's flip a coin here. And I do think the next couple of weeks are going to be very, very important. But on the big stage, he just continues to be profitable to back. He mm-hmm. just continues to deliver. I don't know that we've seen that kind of success from a guy in a very long time, especially in this era of the NFL anyway, to come into the league in 2012 as a, you know, what, a third round pick. To kind of, and to have the success he's had in the, in including the playoffs. Like, this isn't a crap team that plays 16 games and then goes home. Like, this is a guy that's he's had success every step
won
of the way.
Back Super Bowls.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Absolutely crazy, the success that he's had. And that's going to be one hell of a race coming down to the end. I don't. Is there anybody else even close that we're missing? I mean, who would
in
be
what?
The third person in a, if there was? Is there anybody else?
For MVP voting, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, is there anybody else that's flying under the radar?
No, not really. I mean, right now. Right now, on, I'll give you a guess, Joe. Who do you think FanDuel has as the third choice? Okay, Lamar is your favorite. And by the way, Joe, Lamar's now minus 310 to win the MVP.
Really?
Russell, yeah. I mean, it's getting carried away. I'm telling you, the value is Russell Wilson. Russell's at plus 350. The value is Russell Wilson. Because let me tell you something. You know, doesn't Lamar have a good, what is it, Buffalo next week? The Jets run defense after that.
Yep.
And if Russell keeps on delivering like we know he is programmed to do, and what if Seattle is the one seed in the NFC? And Baltimore trips up at Buffalo, you know, doesn't look impressive. What if they win, but Lamar, you know, oh my God, runs for only 27 yards one game, Joe. You know what I mean? Or they win a 20-10 game, something like that. But in any event, the next best choice, Joe, is 12-1. You want to take a guess who it is?
Is it Aaron Rodgers?
No. Aaron Rodgers is the fifth choice. What is my narrative, Joe? What is my narrative about what can take out New England?
Is it Deshaun finally getting some love?
The next two are Deshaun Watson and still Patty Mahomes. Patty Mahomes is still the fourth choice, even with that injury. So it's Lamar, then Russell, then Deshaun Watson at 12-1, then Patrick Mahomes. And then, you know, big gap to, like you mentioned, Aaron Rodgers. We just talked Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, Jimmy G. Are the next. But as you know, it is a two-horse race. But technically, Deshaun Watson is the third choice.
That's good to see. At least he's getting a little love. He's a guy that that just doesn't he seems to get overlooked every time, every year for some reason. But yes, no, he's it's going to be a very interesting. And even when you take a look at the playoff numbers right now, the playoff stats, Dane, I mean, look at the games this week. I mean, that are coming up that have ridiculous playoff implications here. And you don't have to, you know, you don't have to search very, very far to know that. Listen, the Lions may be out of it, but they might have found something with a quarterback there that they've got going on. The Vikings are 14-point favorites at home against them. That defense of the Vikings, that wasn't an anomaly last night, by the way, guys. That's what's been happening to them over the last 3 weeks. So there is some issues with that Vikings defense. And listen, I just watched the Lions on a short week with a third-string quarterback light up a damn good Bears defense, too, over there. So 14 points. But again, Vikings, your room for error? The Rams are on your ass. The Rams are one, you know, the Rams are one game. Chiefs-Patriots, another one this weekend. 49ers-Saints.
Rams-Seattle. Rams-Seahawks.
Rams-Seattle.
That's a big
49ers-Saints. Colts can't afford to lose a game going up against
Baltimore-Buffalo. Baltimore-Buffalo.
Yeah, Steelers can't afford to lose a game either. They're on the tail, too. They're hanging onto that 7-5 spot. And by the way, is there anybody else close to Tomlin in as far as coach of the year? Has anybody done a better job than him this year? Anybody? I mean, duct tape, Elmer's glue. I don't know what the odds of that are yet, but holy crap, dude. I mean, think about where that team started this year. Game one. With that roster and where they were with a dude wearing a duck hat.
I don't think anybody thought the Niners would be this good this soon either. Shanahan deserves a lot of credit.
That's tough, man.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
So if you'd like to light the lamp on DraftKings or FanDuel this NHL DFS season, then you have the opportunity simply by heading over to DailyRoto.com, where you can learn from the very best daily fantasy sports players. Get yourself some updated fantasy hockey projections for the NHL DFS. Get line combinations and build stacks for tournaments. And the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing Daily Fantasy Hockey without utilizing Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION now for a 10% discount. That promo code ACTION gets you a 10% discount. And keep in mind that DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. And we want to welcome you in here to the grid, sportsgrid.com. You can also find us on YouTube. Definitely subscribe there at the Sports Grid Network. You'll get all the fantasy and sports wagering advice you need all the time. Also on Instagram, follow us at Sports Grid TV. And, of course, things are starting to get real interesting here. Week 14 of the NFL season. Cowboys-Bears. Cowboys-Bears, yeah. And I know it killed the NFL. I know it killed them, but it was the right thing to do. You had to put the Bills in Sunday night prime time. You didn't have a choice. It kills them because it's such a small market, and they usually don't like – that's why the Bills – are the least Sunday night scheduled team in the last 20 years in the NFL. And there's a reason. I get it. You know, you want the juice, whether they're good or bad. People are going to watch the Cowboys, the Patriots, so on and so forth. It killed them to do it, but how do you not in that Sunday night football? I think this is probably going to be the best game so far in 13 weeks that we're going to get between the Ravens and the Bills.
Yeah, I mean, that looks like a good game. Joe, I have another one, and another non-public team, okay, that's got a big game, Joe. And you've – Tennessee-Oakland, Joe. That's an elimination game on many levels, right? Mm-hmm. And I said it last night on Fantasy Freestyle. I call Tennessee, the Thursday Night Football Week 3 special. You know what I mean? Tennessee-Jacksonville, always on Thursday Night Football. Buffalo, another one of those kind of teams, right? They'll get Thursday Night Football early in the season every week. But the NFL might not like it, but teams like Buffalo, teams like Tennessee, teams that can fly under the radar, bring their lunch pail, you know, have some balance. These are teams that will be heard from, but you're right. There's a ton of games. And I like, Joe, you referenced it before. I like how they changed the schedule up, right? So there's more division matchups, all conference matchups in December, and specifically week 16 and 17, because they wanted to avoid. I think it happened one year. Was it like the Colts, I think, that were resting their starters for multiple weeks because they were 12-1 one year? And then the NFL decided, you know what? If they put division matchups in there, they won't rest their starters against the division rival no matter what. And I think that was a really good decision.
Yeah, there is. And with all of these games. Oh, yeah, there is another big game on the card here for draft picks between the Jets and the Dolphins, but that's a different story.
You got Cincy versus Miami.
There is a lot of early action that's coming in that's affecting lines and moving the lines here. And also another one of those, and we've told you how weather is a big factor. There's a lot of games here that the weather forecast not going to be great again this week. And wind, more importantly, going to be gusting up in a lot of games in a lot of places, including Browns-Bengals, Bills-Ravens, especially Bills-Ravens, Eagles-Giants, Packers-Redskins, Bears-Cowboys, which is hilarious, and the Patriots and the Chiefs. All of these games are going to have at least minimum of double-digit winds during them, something to keep an eye on as we move forward. But I don't think there's any denying it. You've got to also take into consideration this time of year that the public has spoken and they continue to speak. There are going to be, without a doubt, hands out games over the next 3 to 4 weeks, guys, where there is going to be value in all likelihood on the underdogs. And you don't have to look any further than the Buffalo Bills on this Sunday night game. The Ravens are now public darlings. They are going to be, numbers are going to be overinflated, overvalued, because the books know, the public, it's an automatic play for the public. Backing the Ravens from this point on, guys, is an automatic for the recreational bettor, and sharps know this. So, you know, I saw this line open up anywhere between 5.5 and 7 at this point. And you've got to understand that 3 out of 4 of the bets are already laying the points here with Lamar Jackson. And it's going to continue to be that. It dropped it down. It's hovering around 5, 5.5 in a lot of places right now. That opened up at 7, but understand, they know what's going to happen here. The books understand, the public, without even looking who they're playing, they're going to go ahead and the money and the bets are going to come pouring in on the Ravens, which is going to give us plenty of opportunities. The contrarian bettors, guys, going to give them plenty of opportunities to back dogs that, quite honestly, probably shouldn't be as big of dogs as they are. But the public this time of year, they're coming out of the they're coming out of the woods here, Dane. They are coming out. They are betting their favorite teams, and the Ravens, they're one of them now.
So, you know, and that's why purposely yesterday our poll question, Joe, was how many wins do you think the best record in the NFL would be? And everybody, you know, is a dominant poll with 14 being the answer. And what that means is people think, you know, you talk about the Ravens, right? You know, I think on some level you can add the Niners, the Saints, the Seahawks, you know, these teams that are 10 wins, the Patriots. They kind of forget, the public, that there's a full quarter of the season left to play, Joe. Okay? And people think that, oh, we know who these teams are. Like the Ravens, never going to lose again, you know? Or think like that Washington football team, going to lose every game by 30. You know what I mean? They've kind of inflated this image and then project them as a super caricature of the team, right? Like these teams on the high end, never going to lose. The teams on the low end, never going to win. And so that is going to create, in my opinion, Joe, inflated spreads when some of these good teams that public perception has against others, they're going to be inefficiencies there because there's still a quarter of the season left, people, and good teams go 3-1 in every quarter. You know what I mean, John? I think people's perceptions are just so locked in. You see it with Lamar now as -310 for the MVP. The public has solidified their opinion of all these teams, and they just think the good teams pencil them in for wins for the rest of the season, and that ain't going to happen, or at least they ain't going to cover every game the rest of the season. You know what I mean, Joe?
Everything is cyclical. So you're going to have stretches, and we've seen it throughout the season. I mean, look no further than the Jets last week. The Jets had been a dumpster fire of a team. The public was, it was an automatic fade for the Jets. And all of a sudden they rattle off three games in a row. They score 30 or more points. And just like that, the line flips, not because the Sharps all of a sudden decided to take. The Sharps had been on the Jets, backing the Jets during that fade there. It wasn't the Sharps that were fading the Jets. It was the public. Then all of a sudden, Cincinnati comes along, and everybody is betting the Jets. So when you get three-quarters of the tickets, again, 90% of the bets came in on the Jets there. 90%. Think about that. The Jets getting 90% of the bets. You know, last time Jets got, I don't think they've ever gotten 90% of any bet for any game, much less against the Cincinnati Bengals. Right. That's a dead giveaway that it took the market, it took the public a little time before they bought in. But once the public buys in, listen, good or bad, that this ain't going to change in the final stretch run here. Like, unless the Ravens, and it would have to happen multiple weeks, where the Ravens get blown out 45-7 or something along those lines,
which ain't gonna
happen. They are going to keep fading them. And it doesn't matter. There are teams now that, like, and the classic, New England, never going to be faded, guys. I don't care what they look like. The public is never betting against New England. They're never betting against the Cowboys. Look no further than last week. We've all been saying the Cowboys are as mediocre as hell. Mm-hmm. They always have been. And yet, they were somehow a monster favorite against that Buffalo Bills team, who the public never bets. Never bets. But you know what? The Cowboys got all the love. The books knew it. It was an overinflated number. And that, quite honestly, was some of the easiest money you could have made on Thanksgiving, knowing that this is not a better team than Buffalo. It's not, but it doesn't matter because the books know where your bias lies.
And that's why I talk about a team like Tennessee is like that. You know what I mean? Also, a team that flies under the radar. The public will never respect how good they are. Thus, there is a gap in terms of how many points like they should be getting and how many they really get in matchups. You know, we thought similarly, you talk about the Jets. Remember, Joe, when like Atlanta went on a 2-game run and then everyone was like, oh, they're back. They can score. No, yep. They are, you know, Denny Green, Bavona, we got to find that drop. We got to channel our inner Denny Green. They are who we thought they were, you know, and that's the thing. Some of these teams go on little blips, and yep. We got to realize the effort here across the season is to try to really understand who these teams are, and a 1 or 2 week stretch isn't going to change that.
Yeah, and you also have to understand there's a reason why that this time of year, in the month of December, that final stretch run, the public doesn't understand this, but certainly the pros do. It has been one of the most
profitable. They are who strategies. We thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
That's right. That's actually well done. The public doesn't get this. Pros have been getting this for a while now, but December becomes one of the most profitable months to fade elite teams. And when I mean elite teams, we are talking teams that are over 800, I believe was the winning percentage.
The big boys.
When you get the 10-2s, the 9-3, when you start 11-1s, when you start getting to this bug, and right now we've got a few of them. We've got, San Francisco. We've got Baltimore. We've got the Patriots.
Yeah.
Since 2003, guys, fading them in the final weeks of the season has turned a 58.5% profit.
Joe, these teams are not going to all finish 14-2. They're just not.
The numbers are inflated, people. They're going to be inflated. There's value on the underdog, even if they're both two really good teams. Figure out which one the public darling is and make some money this week.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we take a look at some of the monster matchups here in week 14 of the NFL season. We don't want to forget also that College football conference championships coming up beginning on Friday as the Pac-12 championship will kick it all off. And these are obviously huge implications for the final top four playoff scenarios and why we all like to root for absolute chaos, and total chaos, which is always fun. And we do enjoy that. There are some things happening right now in the college landscape with these matchups and things you guys should know. And Friday, I think, is a prime example of, and it should be reminded people that the object, obviously, in sports investing is to profit, to win. We get that. Sure. But the other objective of anybody placing a bet ever, hands down, is to make sure that you get closing line value. And what that means is by the time that number closes, you will have made a bet somewhere along those lines that when that number comes out, you were ahead of the curve and you gained value. You gained 20 cents, you gained 30 cents, you gained 15 cents from where you got it to where it is. And that's why sometimes I know people like to wait. Oh, I like to get all the information as humanly possible. But there is a time to place a bet and a time not to place a bet. If you are placing bets on totals on game day, you have probably already missed the number. You have already missed the value. It's long gone, guys. So that is why this is a consistent grind. When we tell you it is a marathon, not a sprint, guys, your goal is not only to win, but it is to, even when you don't win, is to understand that you're making the right choices because you are ahead of the curve of the market. We talk about, you know, public favorites and darlings. Well, you've got a bunch of games coming up in the NFL, Dane, this week. For instance, this New England-Kansas City game. We all know what's going to happen here, right? Right now, the Chiefs, oh, my God, Andy Reid coming off the bye. Look at that blowout against Oakland. You've got all the... We are going to hear at some point over the next 48 to 72 hours about New England's off a loss streak, Dane, and what that record might be, right? That is going to hammer home, and then all of a sudden you're going to start to see bets and money come pouring in. So these are the times, and understanding that about a game and about the market, you've got to hop on the opportunity when you can. So depending on what side you feel you're going to be on, there's a time to hit it. And sometimes it's early on. I mean, if you are Kansas City, now would be a time for you to jump on it. You know, get it while you absolutely can right now. You just got to pick your spots. Don't just wait until 10 minutes before kickoff to see what that final move is. Understand where you think that line started and where it's going and try to get yourself in there and get yourself a little closing line value, Dane. It's a point that is missed a lot. But while we're talking about public darlings, it's great that you know that, but when are you getting the value? Are you waiting last minute where the value is gone, or are you jumping on it while the value is still hot? Because we know when the public bets, that comes Friday, guys, when the paychecks come. We know when those bets are coming or rolling in. So take advantage while you can, and a bunch of these games that we've talked about here, Kansas City, New England, revenge factor, right? Isn't there? There's a revenge factor in that game we're going to hear about too, isn't there? So all of this comes together, Dane. The object is not only to profit, but man, get the number at the, we're always saying bet in numbers. Get that closing line value, gain a couple of cents. And when we're saying, oh, 20 cents here, 15 cents there, at the end of the year, Dane, you know, that's a few $1,000s, guys. That's absolutely what that is.
And sometimes, Joe, it's not even 15 cents, 20 cents. Sometimes it's a half a point. Yeah. You know what I mean? It could be that way also that you wind up getting an inefficiency. And you talk about it, and you're right, Joe, this idea of knowing when to get it, because if the line moves in your direction, you lost that opportunity, right? You could have gotten it at a better payout or maybe even at a half point. And I will also say, Joe, it can happen the other way, right? Mm-hmm. If you think the public is going to go one way and you think a line is going to get bigger in your favor, wait for it, you know? Yep. And I think we have an example here. I'm looking at San Fran, New Orleans, Joe. I'm looking at San Fran, New Orleans, which right now is 3 points. New Orleans, 3, okay?
Right.
It also looks like it might go to 3.5, you know? So if I like San Francisco, and I think I do, right? do I want it at 3 now? Or if I think I can wait and get it at 3.5, I wait until then. You know what I mean? So it's anticipating it. And that's part of the reason why also, Joe, I say when we look at these numbers, we let the viewers know if, for example, the juice is at minus 120 or minus 125 or minus 130, because that's a number you got to look at as well. Not just the spreads, but the juice on it, because they're starting to tell you when it's about to move so you can anticipate and get ahead of that. Joe, it ain't horse racing where you get paid out for whatever the odds are when they go to post. It's whatever. Whatever it is when you place the bet. That's the correct difference between parimutuel betting and what we're doing here in sports investment.
Yep. And you will see, guys, of course, you'll see a number of pros that will make multiple bets in the same game and the same bet, only they're
different numbers.
They're getting better numbers. You know, we've talked about middling in the past, but this is, listen, if I like a team and I like them so much and I'm getting them at, you know, I'm getting them at minus three, but so much public money comes in that all of a sudden it pushes to the -2.5. What do you think that guy's doing? He's hammering it again. I'll take it again. So that's the whole point of all of this, guys, is to always gain value by where your ticket is and where that closing line number is. That is why after every bet, win or lose, one of the smartest things that you can do is say, all right, where did I bet it? Where did it start? Where did I get it, and where did it close, and where could I have, you know, where along
follow
the
process
money could I have gotten it better?
Follow
where
the money.
I profited a little bit more, win or lose. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff that you need to be judging yourself on. Where did I get it in relationship to what it closed at? Because that's really the difference in a marathon. Man, that you have no idea how much money. It seems little on the individual bet, Dane, but that half a point here, that 10 cents here at the end of the year is thousands of dollars, guys. Thousands of dollars.
Would it be, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are. I'm in a pool also, you know, where on like CBS Sportsline, where I got to pick every game against the spread, every, you know, whatever. We go off, because it's a website, they can't change it. We go off the Tuesday morning lines.
Right.
You know, and then it's interesting because I'll be watching games with my fiance and she'll be like, oh, this was 4.5. I'm like, no, it's not. It's 2. What are you talking about? Yep. And that's the difference in how it's moved all week. Would it ever make sense? Would it be a smart strategy, Joe, to literally just follow the money and literally see whatever the biggest moves are from a Tuesday to a Saturday and whatever the like 2 or 3 biggest line movements are, just bet that direction.
Right.
Literally follow the money. Be like, oh, they were 6.5 favorites. They're now 4.5 favorites. You know what? There's some smart people out there that like them. The money's going that way. I'm going to tail this. I'm going to tail the money. Could that be like a strategy?
Don't overthink the situation. But then if you're going to do that, and we've always said in the past, don't overthink it, guys. You don't need to know anything about teams or names or players
if you
understand the market.
This went from 7 to 4.
Right.
Hmm.
But
that's
you also then have to understand when people bet and how people bet. So as long as you understand the market and you can see which way the money is flowing, it's like buying a stock. It's the same situation that, you know, you want to buy low, sell high. It's the same damn thing here, guys. It's exactly what we're talking about. As long as you understand that when the market opens up, right, and that number is posted, the minute that it becomes available, the limits on those bets, guys, are the lowest they are any time during the week. So
they want to limit their risk.
It might be 10 minutes before kickoff. The limits is unlimited, $100,000 bet, $50,000 bet, whatever it may be. Understand that the books are putting that number out because they want to be able to adjust it based upon the amount of money that they get in early. They don't want to create liability for themselves. So they're only going to cap guys at 500, 1,000 here at a
their goal
there,
is to even it out no matter what.
So if they see that a number that they keep getting hammered at small increments and limits by the professional bettors that they trust, then they realize, I got to move the number, which
it's
is
a bad
why
number,
you see
right?
it shift as quick as they do. What happens is 48 hours in, then the limits open up because then they're comfortable with the number. But usually what happens with the pros is that they will hold off. You will see 10 minutes before kickoff, Dane, some drastic line movements on games signaling that the pros were holding off to the very end. You know why? because that's when the limits are the highest. That's when they can go in there and make those $50,000 wages, the $30,000 wage. That's when they can hammer it. And then when you see that line move, be ready to pounce because that's who they're pouncing on. And we talked about it. What? Point spreads don't matter, right?
Absolutely. Like, you know, Joe, I love other gambling analogies. I'm talking about horse racing and paramutual stuff. I love this. I'm going to talk about blackjack. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same thing, Joe. I can't count cards. I've never done it truly, but I know the concept of it, right?
Right.
And so what you're doing is you're playing small bets just to sit there, right? And that's what the books do. The small limits, they put it out there. Then they move it when they know they've got a bad number. The same as like a blackjack player. When they know they have a hot deck, Joe, they dramatically increase their bet. Right? Because they know it's beneficial for them. In the same way, now when the books are comfortable with their line, they'll open up the limits. You know what I mean? And so what I'm saying, what you're saying is like follow these people, follow the money and all that. You know what that's like? That's like being a regular blackjack table player and happening to be at the table right next to a card counter, but knowing that the card counter all of a sudden is doubling and tripling his bet because he knows the deck is hot. You know what I'm going to do sitting next to them? I'm going to bet it too. You know, and that's it. Follow these sharps, follow the pros, that sort of thing. If I know the deck is hot, I'll start betting more also and just playing by the book because the situation is there. It's not about my cards. It's about the deck. It's about the number. Same with sports investing.
Now,
beneficial.
Understanding the markets, guys, because that's all this is. Understanding the markets and the movement of the markets and who the players are is pretty simple once you get used to it. But a lot of times, what your personal feelings are of a team or a player will sometimes cloud your judgment as to what you are seeing. And it shouldn't, because quite honestly, it doesn't make a damn bit of difference what the teams are. We say it all the time. The only thing that matters is what the numbers are and what the numbers are telling you. That's all you need to know without having to spend 15 hours a day diving into the numbers and the books and the teams and the breaking. You don't need to do that. You just need to understand the movement. And you also need to understand situations. I mean, what in the world will move a line, Dane, more than a national game and you beating the damn New England Patriots on a Sunday night in front of the entire country? What will move a line greater? What will overvalue and inflate a line more than that? The answer is nothing. And that is why the Houston Texans, if you don't think they're overvalued this week, what do you, if you know that and I know that, you don't think the books knew that? I mean, this line opened up at 8. It's already up to 10 against Denver.
Yeah, it's 9 and
yet, 10
a half,
for 1. Yeah, but again,
that's
Texans,
what recency bias is. You know what I mean?
You know, per national game, like you got to be national game. The Patriots, you beat the Patriots?
Yep. I hear you, Joe. That's like, listen, again, blackjack, if I got 12, it don't matter. You know,
yes, that's correct. Yep. If you are not sold on the Texans, get Denver now. Get Denver now. Get the number now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
didn't take long either here, guys, that the mustache is back, man. They've already sat the $80 million man on the bench, yeah. Nick Foles. They are going with Gardner Minshew. And I love the reasoning behind why they're starting him, according to Doug Marrone, is that, quote, he gives us a better chance to win. No kidding.
A word.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm just kind of curious, though. Tom Coughlin up there, somebody's going to have to answer for that $80 million you're paying him regardless, Nick Foles. I mean, the only good thing here is, listen, you're going to have to eat a portion of that. You're going this direction. But the good news is you don't have to pay a sixth-round pick any money. So for a long time here, at least over the next couple of years. So if that's the direction you're going to go, kudos for doing it and seeing it and realizing that that offense is just, it's not working. Whatever it is, it's not working. And Gardner Minshew does work. You could see it, Dane. In the second half, when they brought him in, that was a totally different.
It was juice in the huddle. Yeah.
Totally different.
And listen. You know, there's the mustache and all that stuff, but legitimately, he can extend plays in the NFL in a way that
Foles. How much noise did he make when he sat on the back? I haven't heard. Have you heard anything?
Zero. Yep. You know, and that's the thing. Joe, I put a poll question up for Freestyle last night, mm-hmm. and it was who will be the Jags quarterback week one of next season? Okay. And I was like, Minshew, Foles, or like door number three. Do you really go now? I love Minshew mania and all that. Do you go into next season with just Minshew? Or do you have a guy like, you know, do you also sign a Marcus Mariota? Do you also draft a second round talent? Do you, you know, get like, or do are you just not? This is Minshew's team. Will Minshew have to win it in training camp? You know,
I
like.
Think so. Yeah, I think he should have to. Absolutely. And I think Nick Foles.
Against who? Against Foles? Against
absolutely.
Foles?
Absolutely. Okay. You're not going anywhere, at least this year anyway. There's too much damn money tied into that right. contract. You're not going to unload him, and you shouldn't have to. I mean, what better a healthy quarterback competition? One guy's making sure. money, but you've already shown that you got no problem sitting his ass on the bench. So if he wins, great. If he doesn't, you got a kid you're paying pennies to who gives you a better job.
It worked out well when they signed Matt Flynn to a bunch of money, but the kid, Russell Wilson, is better.
Exactly correct. And they found a way to get rid of him. If he loses, they'll figure out a way to get rid of Nick Foles, too.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters. Your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.